Now Tanya is ready to prepare the communication she needs for the new discount approval process. Tanya needs to create email templates for her approval process to notify users when a request needs approval, a request has been approved, or a request has been rejected. For each email template, she can use merge fields to pull data from the record being approved into the email text. Tanya knows that to protect email recipients from potentially dangerous HTML content, Salesforce applies a filter to prevent any active scripts from being included in letterheads and email templates. This feature is available in Salesforce Classic only. Tanya will enable Chatter approvals to generate Chatter posts for every approval request. This allows approvers to reject or approve requests directly from their Chatter feed. Next, Tanya needs to create a Chatter approvals post template. In her post template, she can select up to 4 fields to show for discount approvals. When the approval request appears in Chatter, the approver will see the values of these fields. Tanya needs to edit the opportunity page layout so that it includes the approval history related list. She also needs to customize which fields are displayed in the related list. Alternatively, Tanya can choose to have the approval history related list automatically added to all page layouts when creating the approval process. Finally, Tanya needs to add the items to approve list to the home page layout. This will allow approvers to see the approval requests right from their home page.